ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम एट कैंटो चैप्टर वन एंटाइटल द मनुस एडमिनिस्ट्रेटर्स ऑफ द यूनिवर्स वर्ड बाय वर्ड। न यस्याद्यन्तो मध्यं च सः परो नान्तरं बहिः विश्वस्य मुनि अद्यस्मात् विश्वं च तद्रितं महत्। नीदर यस्य ऑफ होम द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड आदि a beginning, anto, end, madhyam, middle, cha, also, swaha, own, paraha, others, na, nor, antaram, inside, bahihi, outside, vishvasya, or the whole cosmic manifestation, amuni, all such considerations, yat, whose form, Yasmat, from He who is the cause of everything. Vishwam, the whole universe. Cha, and Tat, all of them. Ritam, truth. Mahat, very, very great. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has no beginning, no end, and no middle, nor does he belong to a particular person or nation. He has no inside or outside. The duality is found within this material world, such as beginning and end, mine and theirs, are all absent from the personality of Supreme Lord. The universe which emanates from him is another feature of the Lord. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is the ultimate truth, and he is complete in greatness. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is described in Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, known as Govinda, is the Supreme Controller. He has an eternal, blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes. For the Lord's existence, there is no cause. For he is the cause of everything. He is in everything. Maya tatam idam sarvam. He is expanded in everything, but he is not everything. He is achintya bheda bheda, simultaneously one and different. That is explained in this verse. In the material condition, we have a conception of beginning, end, and middle, but for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are no such things. The universal cosmic manifestation is also Virat Rupa, and that was shown to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, since the Lord is present everywhere and all the time, He is the absolute truth and the greatest. He is complete in greatness. God is great, and how He is great is explained here. Krishna. The verse that we have just now read has been spoken by Swayambhuva Mano, who is described as a perfect king and a Rajarishi. The circumstances under which this verse and the previous verses have been chanted by Swayambhuva Manu are really amazing. Why? It states in earlier verse, Sunandayam Varshashatam Pada Ekena Bhuvam Sprushan Tapyamana Tapam Ghoram Idam Anvaha Bharata. Swayambhuva Manu is chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord, Transcendental Lord Krishna, while standing on one leg. Pada ekena bhuvam sprushan. So with one leg which is touching the earth. And he's on the banks of Sunanda River. And he's performing great austerities for a period of 100 years. Tapa ghoram varshashatam. So it is indeed very, very amazing that great personalities as Swayambhuva Manu, they knew only one thing. That was to propitiate the Supreme Lord by performance of austerities. So austerities was not the privilege of only the sages, but it was also done by the kings who resorted to this process for pleasing the Supreme Personality of Lord God. And while standing on one leg, he is offering glorification of the Supreme Lord. So we find that in the previous verses, Swayambhuva Manu has talked about several important subject matters. He has glorified the Lord's transcendental situation. Then he has talked about the all-pervasiveness of the Supreme Lord. He has talked about Ishavasya principle in great detail. It is surprising that the Ishavasya principle is enunciated in this Srimad Bhagavatam. Only the Ishavasya Idam Sarvam has been substituted by Atma Avasyam Idam Vishwam. Otherwise, the verse is the same. So, in other words, Swayambhuva Manu is very clearly and emphatically telling his descendants, and in fact, the entire humanity, that the entire cosmic manifestation is the property of the Supreme Lord. Nothing belongs to us. Our sense of proprietorship is only based on false ego. And he's making it very, very clear in the verse that everything belongs to the Supreme Lord. And we have a right only to that which is given to us as our quota. Not that we can say that everything is ours and, you know, use it or misuse it. So that which is our quota, tena taktena bhunjita, magridai kasya svidhanam. So that principle has been illustrated in the previous verse. And also, Swayambhuva Manu has described how the personality of Godhead as Paramatma. He is Paramatma in our heart. How he is constantly watching all the activities of the world, although no one can see him. We learn from the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna is Upadrushta and Anumanta. He is always there in our heart and he is witnessing everything that is going on. I remember His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu once mentioning in his lecture that on a very, very dark night, maybe Gautama Amavasya or something like that. So on that night, there is a black stone. And on that black stone, a black ant is crawling. Nobody can see, but the Lord can see. So, similarly here, Swayambhuva Manu is talking about the Supreme Lord. Nothing is hidden from him. Everything is perceived by him. He has different energies, different manifestations through which everything is gauged and all our activities are properly scanned. So nothing can be hidden from him. So in this particular verse that we have just now read, it is mentioned that how Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is inconceivably transcendental and how he is complete in his greatness. So in the material world, we have a conception of Adi and Anta. We say even the happiness of the world is Adyanta Vanta. So it has a beginning and an end. So everything in this material world which we see around us, you know, is finite. So it can be, in one sense, measured. You can measure the length, you can measure the height, you can measure the width. One can say that he is 5 feet 4 inches or so much weight and so much girth, whatever. So this can be very easily, it's finite, so one can make measurements. But when it comes to the Supreme Lord, you cannot. It is inconceivable. It is beyond our, you know, brain. It is beyond our senses. So it is mentioned here that Krishna is the cause of all causes. Sarva karana karanam. The origin of all, but he has no origin. So, and he is transcendental inside out. It's not that. We have a teeny-weeny spark of, you know, the Supreme Lord, the Atma. But everything else is gross, everything out. But that is not true of the Supreme Lord. He is transcendent inside and out. So everything about Krishna is in one sense inconceivable. We can't conceive because he is beyond our senses. He is beyond the material world. So Srila Prabhupada says very nicely that Krishna and his energies are beyond our conception, beyond our thinking jurisdiction. We just cannot imagine Krishna and his different energies, how things work. So the spiritual worlds as well as the material world, they emanate from the Supreme Lord. Aham sarvasya prabhu matta sarvam pravartate. Everything emanates from him. And Srila Prabhupada writes that we cannot comprehend even the material world, which is insignificant compared to the spiritual world. We cannot comprehend that. In fact, we cannot comprehend many, many things in this material world. Huh? So if you compare the spiritual world to the material world, it is something amazing and we really cannot comprehend. So how can you understand that which is beyond us? So with one's limited senses, one cannot gauge that which is beyond human intelligence or even human endeavor. Therefore, the inconceivable is called achintya. Otherwise, how can you understand about a person who has no beginning, who has no end and has no middle? Cannot understand. So it means the description of the Supreme Personality of Godhead lies in the realm of achintya, inconceivable. Achintya means, Srila Prabhupada says, that it is that which is beyond the material world, that which our argument, logic or philosophical speculation cannot touch. We cannot fathom the Lord by using our argumentative abilities. We cannot do that. We cannot, simply cannot do, nor can we touch him with our physical body. So achintya refers to that which we cannot contemplate, but which we have to accept. So in the Bhagavad Gita, there are several verses, but one particular verse which I like very much, which speaks about somewhat about the inconceivable Krishna. Now, anyone who says that I can understand the inconceivable means that inconceivable concept is gone. So we have to accept that we cannot understand the inconceivable, but some description is given here. Kavim Puranam Manushasitaram Anoraniyasa Nusmaredya Sarvasya Dataram Achintya Rupam Aditya Varnam Tamasa Parastat. So in this verse, it is described that the Supreme Lord Krishna is the knower of everything. This itself is amazing. With our limited knowledge, we cannot even dare to understand one who knows everything. Then he is the oldest. Adhyam Puranam Purusham Navayavanam Cha. That is what Brahma Samhita says. So he is the oldest. He is the controller, but he is also the smaller than the smallest. Aniyamsam Anor Aniyamsam. That means smaller than the smallest. So he is the maintainer of everything, who is beyond all material conception, who is inconceivable, achintya, and who is always a person. Goes on to say that he is luminous like the sun and transcendental beyond material nature. So Srila Prabhupada in his purport elaborates to this particular verse, speaks about this concept little in detail. He says that the living entity is 1/10,000 of the tip of a hair. That is, we are living entity. That is our actual identification. There is so much else, surrounding that teeny-weeny thing. Even an electron microscope may not be able to focus. Even the tip of the hair is so small. Then in that, 1/10,000, something which you can, inconceivable again. So, says that the Lord is so inconceivably small that he can enter into the heart of this particle. That is the Lord's inconceivable energy. That is his greatness. And he can enter into the atom and into the heart of the smallest and control him as the super soul. So some concept of what is inconceivable you can get from this verse. So although so small, he is still all pervading. Sarvasya dhataram. And maintaining everything. That is a little glimpse of Krishna. In fact, everything about Krishna is achintya. It is atarkya. Described. Lord Brahma describes him also as atarkya, which you cannot understand by argument. So, Krishna can manifest himself from the nostril of Lord Brahma and appear as Varahadev and retrieve Mother Earth, which has fallen into the Garbhodaka ocean, and put it back into position and effortlessly kill Hiranyaksha. Now, if you read the description of in the Bhagavatam, everything seems to be something which we cannot really understand with our intelligence. Then Prahlad Maharaj, he tells his father, Hiranyakashipu, that the Supreme Lord Krishna is present everywhere. Of course, Hiranyakashipu is not in a mood to accept anything that Prahlad Maharaj says. So on being asked whether the Lord is present in a pillar, this pillar, he says, then Prahlad Maharaj's reply is an emphatic yes, he is there. And to prove the words of his disciple Prahlad Maharaj correct, the Lord just manifests himself from the pillar. So there are so many such examples that can be cited about the inconceivable glories of the Supreme Lord. But this inconceivable aspect of the Supreme Lord is best understood when we read the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the 10th canto, from standpoint of Brahma Vimohana Leela. Now Brahmaji is the first created living entity. We cannot try to understand what must be his IQ, intelligence level. He has created every one of us. So how can we understand what his intelligence is? But Brahma's bewilderment by the inconceivable glories of the Lord are reflected in some of the prayers that Brahmaji is chanting after he is completely smashed and defeated. Brahmaji wants to, you know, establish that small child, the talkative child. He couldn't be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he in his own way uses his mystic yoga and, you know, snatches away or steals away the covered boys, and he steals away all the cows and hides them. And then what happens? The Lord manifests all of them. We'll come to that little later. But Lord Brahma, the first living entity, the secondary creator, he speaks about the qualities of the Supreme Lord. In one verse he says, Gunatmana tepi gunan vimatum hitavatirnasya ke ishire asya kalena yaiva vimita sukalpe bhupaushavakhe mikadyubhasaha. This particular verse appeals to me perhaps because of my little bit of science background. It says in this verse that counting, Brahma is saying, counting all the atoms, bhupaushaha, or snow particles, mikaha, or the shining molecules radiating from the sun, the stars and other luminaries, dyubhasaha. This is virtually impossible. As a scientist, I can tell you, it is impossible. Now, in our laboratory, we used to do a little experiment. We used to have a high-pressure mercury lamp and find out, you know, how many photons it generates so that we could carry out some, you know, reactions with that. I worked in that field. We have to do an experiment, find out the quanta of light. But imagine the light particles thrown open by the sun, all the luminous objects that you see in the firmament, impossible. And who can count the snow particles? Not possible at all. Very, very difficult. Or who can count all the atoms? Very, very difficult. But Lord Brahmaji goes on to say that let us, for the sake of argument, even if a learned scientist does manage to do this impossible job of computing all this, still, who can possibly count the unlimited transcendental qualities possessed by you, O Supreme Personality of Godhead? Gunatmana tepi gunan vimatum. Vimatum means, you know, counting. Impossible. It's very difficult. Who have descended on the surface of earth for the benefit of all living entities? Hita avatirnasya. So the Lord has descended for the benefit of us. So Brahmaji is expressing his problem. He says, it's impossible. And Srila Prabhupada makes very beautiful comments in his purport. He says, according to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, great personalities like Lord Sankarshan actually have counted the number of atoms on earth and even molecules in the entire universe. I don't know how he does it. If one can understand even a fraction of that technology or knowledge, I think here, you know, practically everyone can get a Nobel Prize. So, Yet even such a great personality, Srila Prabhupada says, as Sankarshan, who has been continuously chanting the glories of the Lord since time immemorial, has not even approached the final count of those glories. So you can see how inconceivable the Supreme Lord is. Then another verse, he says,
Atra eva maya dhamana avatare yasya prapanchasya bahisputasya krishnasya cha anta jatare jananya mayatvam eva prakatikrutam te.
It's also a very beautiful verse in which Lord Brahmaji is saying, my dear Lord, in this incarnation you have proved that you are the supreme controller of Maya. Of course, in the Bhagavad Gita we learn, Maya adhyakshena, everything happens and Maya is under his control. He said that you have proved that you are the supreme controller of Maya. Why? Although you are now within this universe, the whole universal creation is within your transcendental body. A fact you demonstrated by exhibiting the universe within the abdomen before your mother Yashoda. So, mother Yashoda had the privilege of seeing, when she saw the entire cosmic manifestation, she also saw herself seeing into the mouth of Krishna. This is something inconceivable, and Brahmaji is making a reference to that. So, Srila Prabhupada makes a comment that this is inconceivable spiritual potency of the Lord. And then he goes on to say, we may find a pot within a house, but we can hardly expect to find the house within the same pot. In any house, there will be so many pots. But if somebody says, you know, there is a house is in the pot, you will say that this candidate is fit for the mental asylum. But no, but where the Supreme Lord Krishna is concerned, everything is possible. So, Prabhupada says, by the Lord in conceivable spiritual potency, he can appear within the universe and simultaneously exhibit all the universes within his body. This is Achintya, Lord. One more instance of this Achintya I would like to give, and that is an example from the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein Devahuti is, you know, offering her prayers to her son, Kapil Dev, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is saying,
Satvam bruto me jatare nanatha katam nuyasya udare etat asit vishvam yugante vatapatra eka hete smamaya shishu angripanaha.
So Devahuti is addressing her son, Kapil Dev, and she is saying, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you have taken birth from my abdomen. Oh my Lord, how is it possible for the Supreme One who has in his belly all the cosmic manifestation? He has the entire cosmic manifestation in his belly and he has appeared in the stomach of Devahuti. So, she is asking this question and then answering it herself. She is asking a question but also answering it herself. He says, the answer is that it is possible. For at the end of the millennium, you lie down on a leaf of a banyan tree and float on the water of devastation as and just like a small baby. You lick the toes of your lotus feet. Now, this is really Achintya. So, it is possible, she says. On one hand, she is expressing her wonderment, her bewilderment, and then she says, everything is possible where you are concerned because you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, this is the Achintya nature. Srila Prabhupada writes a comment, the Lord licks his toe to taste the nectar for which devotees always aspire. So, that's how it is. So, in the purport, Srila, in our purport that we have read just now, Prabhupada writes, he is in everything, maya tatam idam sarvam. He is expanded in everything, but he is not everything. He is achintya bheda abheda. He is achintya bheda abheda. So simultaneously one and different. So this is the philosophy that has been given to us by Lord, very compassionately given to us by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the standard example, classical example is in Brahma Samhita, that of milk and yogurt. Kshiram yatha dadhi vikara vishesha yogat. So milk and yogurt are simultaneously one and different. Right? Both are milk, but yogurt is different. So this is one of the examples, classical example that is given. So in another one of his purports, which I rather like, is Srila Prabhupada gives the example of fire and heat to explain this Achintya Bheda. Says, fire and heat cannot be separated. So long as there is fire, the fire, you know, will radiate heat. Fire or any source of heat, it will radiate. But in other words, one can say that where there is fire, there is heat. Although we cannot touch fire, we can definitely tolerate heat. So in one sense, heat and fire are the same, but yet different. So this is the concept that we have to understand. So Krishna can be simultaneously one and different. He can do both. So this is very beautifully exemplified in the Brahma Vimohan Lila. So there is the Vedic aphorism is Ekam Bahusyam. So Krishna can expand himself into many thousands and millions, but still remain one. So Srimad Bhagavatam describes, I won't go into the detail of the episode, describe that by his Vasudev feature, Krishna simultaneously expanded himself into the exact number of missing cowherd boys, that is the cowherd boys that were stolen by Brahmaji, and cows with their exact bodily features, their particular type of hands, legs and other limbs, their sticks, their bugles, their flutes, their lunch bags, their particular type of dresses, ornaments placed in various ways, their names, ages and forms, and their special activities and characteristics. You can see how inconceivable. That the reproduction was in totality and not just one. All the cowherd boys, all the cows with individual characteristics. We know in this material world no two people are the same. No two people have the same intellect, not the same ability. Pinde pinde matir vinna. So to produce such diverse, you know, it's not that one cowherd boy was like, you know, they were not, you know, multiple twins or, you know, like that. Each one had different features, each one had different characteristics, each one wore different an ornament. And even if some other person wore this ornament, the same ornament, he wore it in a different way, like that. So such diversity was there. But the Lord manifested all those forms. So thus, Prabhupada writes that by expanding himself in this way, Krishna proved the statement, Samagra Jagat Vishnumayam, that Krishna is all pervading. The statement which is made here in the purport. So Srila Prabhupada writes that Krishna thus proved that he is everything. He is everything and that he can become everything, but that still he is personally different. So the verse quoted here by Srila Prabhupada is Maya Tatam Idam Sarvam Jagat Avyakta Murtina Mastani Sarva Bhutani Nachaham Teshu Avastitaha. So this is a verse which very well talked about by different acharyas. So by me, in my unmanifested form, the entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. So the same type of thing. The pot is in the house, but the house cannot be in the pot. But in case of Krishna, everything is possible, inconceivable. So Prabhupada makes a statement. This is Krishna, who is understood by Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva philosophy. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishate. Because from the spiritual transcendental body of the Supreme Lord Krishna, so many forms emanated, it doesn't mean or doesn't connote that Lord Krishna, you know, was, you know, he became absolutely empty. No, it's Purna in any situation. So as our devotee sometimes mentioned, it is spiritual mathematics. So it is spiritual method. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Shishyate. So Krishna is always complete. And although he can create millions of universes, all of them full in all opulences, he remains as opulent as ever without any change. Advaitam Achyutam Anadi Anantarupam. So this is the glory of the inconceivable or the Achintya Atarkya aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So human intelligence fails in comprehending the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's very, very impossible. But by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are in Krishna consciousness and we can appreciate the inconceivable, at least go towards, approach the appreciation of inconceivable grandeur and splendor of Krishna through devotional service. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. So you cannot understand through intellectual, you cannot do, you know, measurement of the transcendence of the Supreme Lord. But through devotional service, we can come to appreciate. Bhaktya tu ananyaya shakya ahameva vidho Arjuna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that it is only through the process of bhakti that you can appreciate me or see me as I am standing before you, Arjuna. So it is only through that process. And fortunately for us, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by mercy of our spiritual master, we have received this process of devotional service through which we can appreciate that which is beyond our brains, which is inconceivable. The inconceivable can be appreciated. I'm not saying in full measure, but little bit at least we can savor the beauty of this inconceivable Krishna. And we can do this by a very simple process of chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada says that he defines faith. He says that unflinching faith in something sublime, which is beyond the material conception, that is described as Shraddha. Srila Prabhupada writes in one of his purports in Bhagavad Gita, that is Shraddha. And that is the Shraddha that all of us need badly, very badly, at least speaking for myself, need badly. Because we want the Shraddha which that cobbler had, you know? When he met Narad Muni, asked him where you are going. I don't want to go into the story. But the cobbler can accept the fact, Narad Muni tells him, that you know the Lord, you know, was sewing an elephant through the eye of a needle. And cobbler has no difficulty in accepting this. Whereas the educated Brahmana derides Narad Muni. He says that, what is this you are talking about? So actually, to understand the inconceivable, atarkya and achintya, we require that type of faith which only a simple hearted person can have. Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple hearted and complicated for the complicated personality. So we can only beg for, we can only beg our spiritual master, we can only beg Srila Prabhupada, Srila Radha Gopinath to give us that faith which can help us to remain in bhakti all through your life and make progress in our lives. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Anybody have any comments or questions, please feel free. Gaur Gopal Prabhu, you can add more things. As such exalted brahmachari sitting in the audience, I was feeling nervous speaking. Anybody has any questions or comments? Srimad Bhagavat Puranam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki.